is a famo. What's happening, man? How you doing?
Peace and blessings to you, Morris, in the morning.
Hey, man, so good to have you here. And you know what? I got to do this before we get started, okay? Because this is big, man. This is so big. And you are not a stranger to the Morris in the Morning show. But congratulations for being nominated on the NAACP Image Award. That, to me, is just awesome, man.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome, man. Good work.
And
it was for the movie Steel Magnolias, right?
Yes, indeed. Directed by our own CAU man, Mr. Kenny Leah.
Yes, indeed. Kenny doing his thing. He's come a long way and has helped so many people.
Absolutely.
As he climbed the ladder, he was just pulling people on up.
I sure wouldn't have been there had not Kenny said, look, I don't want a star man, whatever. I got my own star. This is the man that's going to do this part.
Yeah.
Boom. And what they're going to do. But like, hey, this man's director. So I'm thankful, man.
And I got to tell you what, if we had more people like Kenny Leon to continue to help us pull each other up, we would be a lot better off.
That's what it's about, though, you know. And that spirit will pass on as we do it for one another. And what you do every morning, the inspiration, somebody's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's being fed the proper thing for the spirit. So we're getting it.
Yeah.
It just seems, sometimes it seems far and few and in between. But, you know, somebody's getting it, Morris.
I got to believe that. I really do. Because sometimes, you know, I often wonder. But I got to believe that. And, again, it kind of goes along with what's going on right now. Being able to help somebody and pull them up along with you, because Hosea Feed the Homeless has done so much for this community, and to the point that we're here today talking about something big that's happening as well. You know, we know that Hosea feeds the folks during the holidays, and we've got a big Christmas thing going on, but today is something special happening as well.
Today is our tribute to the children. This is like our fourth or fifth year having a special Christmas party for the children of Atlanta and surrounding counties. People from all 6, 7, 8 counties are coming to be a part of a great party at the Civic Center today from 10 o'clock to 2:30. And we expect presents and gifts for at least 12 to 1,500 kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have food and some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about them.
Yeah.
You know, especially in light of all that has happened against our children.
Yeah, yeah.
This is more important to me now than ever before. It's my inspiration. It's, it's my impetus. It's my fire behind me now.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, it's definitely something that's much needed. And when we talk about the children, you know, I've been hugging my daughter even tighter these past couple of days. But when it comes to the big Christmas party, what is needed to put a smile on these kids' face?
Of course, we always still need toys, you know. No child should wake up and wonder, Mom, am I getting something for Christmas? See, I came up in a time when it wasn't promised that you were going to have something that Christmas morning.
Sure.
Times were that tough. We are back in those same times, Brother Morris. You got to know that.
Yeah, sure.
And so, to us, I want no child to have a disappointed, broken heart in this holiday season, and we're going to do whatever it takes. But I need help from the community. More toys. Of course, we need gift cards, because sometimes the children get older, 13, 15, 16.
That's
they
right.
don't want toys. You give them a gift card and let them go buy the kind of things they want to do.
Yeah.
So we need that kind of help.
Okay, and what ages are we talking about for the kids?
Oh, wow. We have things from kids from a year on, all the way on up to like 16, 17.
Sure.
You know? Because that's generally who we serve. And that's white, black, brown, red. It doesn't matter. It's a child is everything to us. And we're going to do the same thing on at the Georgia World Congress Center on Christmas Day. We're going to have more Christmas presents for more children coming.
Sure.
So this is ongoing. This is their season. We do this, though, every day in terms of serving people with utility and rent assistance. This is all year long. And I want people to realize that Christmas in July is just as important as Christmas here in December.
That's right.
When a family's hungry and you got that food basket for them in July, that's Christmas in July, Mark.
There you go.
But I want people to be thinking, I still need their help then as well. Don't wait to just say, well, I'm going to just give them my money in November, December. We're open all year long. I need that help all year long.
That's right. You know, sometimes when it comes to that, a lot of folks are wondering how they can do it, and they want to do it. One of the suggestions that I have is to pick an age group that you would like to do something for. For example, if a child is 1 year old, you can get the baby formula, you can get diapers. If the child is 16 years old, you know that they might want a gift card to Blockbuster or some of these other outlets, Target. So it makes it a little bit easier because a lot of people are like, what can I do? The gift card thing, of course, is the best thing going because it gives the kids an opportunity to say, hey, you know, I can actually go out and get something that I want.
Yes, that's okay? Important.
And it really is important. And today you guys are doing something really special for the kids. Again, it's from 10 until 2:30.
Yes.
Now, where's it going to be?
At the Civic Center right down Piedmont.
Okay.
The heart of the city. And the city has made that available to us. And we're so thankful, you know, to our mayor, our politicians. They're backing us up in this. And, of course, Arthur Blank stepped forward and said, look, I want you back at the Georgia World Congress Center. What y'all doing is important. So, you know, he stepped up. That's why we're there.
Yeah.
You know, we need people to do that. We already got Delta stepping up and saying we're committed to MLK. We want y'all to continue doing what you're doing. So we're seeing people realize this is a community effort. Our children need the protection and love of all of us.
Yeah.
From those from the top ladder all the way down here to us regular folk who come out every day and meet them on the street.
Yeah, and I tell you what, many hands make for light work.
Oh, wow. African proverb.
Just checking your acting skills out. That's right. Very good. Very good.
But look, I got some information now. That 4 Hosea. People say, well, how can I get to you? The number 4 Hosea. .org. You know, they can come and what's going on with us and also find a way to make a contribution to help us out.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure. And this is year-round.
This year-round.
Yeah.
Texting. We even moved into the texting. We're trying to make it as simple as possible for them.
Right.
You know, to text 4 Hosea to 20222. You know? It's no reason in the world we can't help somebody. We can't help everybody. But you just said it. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to buy them food for this Christmas holiday. Wow. Look what you've done just doing that.
That's right.
Just that alone.
That's right.
Is letting them know. So at each event, we're going to have a moment of silence to remember those precious souls there in Newtown.
Yes, yes.
And I want the children to participate in it. And I'm going to ask them to say a quiet prayer from their little precious hearts. Because I know that's going straight to the throne.
That's right.
I want them to understand they have power in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do.
And that when they go into this, I want them to know, you know, it's going to be all right. We're with you.
Yeah.
They need to understand that, Morris.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what this is a good platform for them to do that, especially being around so many of the kids of their like mind and like age as well. Give them opportunity to just be able to fellowship in their own right.
That's right. Because they know their hearts. They know what makes them smile. They know what makes them hurt. And I want them to just really take part in this. So I'm so excited and inspired. You know what? I see sunshine and blue skies out there. Even though it looks like it's something else out there.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this music.
That's
I'm
right.
talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about my children being with them. And I'm already seeing the sunshine and the blue skies breaking open.
And you know what? I had a conversation with my little baby radio. You know what she told me?
Tell me.
Don't worry about a thing. Because every little thing is going to be all right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. Because it really is, and that's what it's all about, because it's going to take the effort and the energy from a lot of these folks to stay in the divine flow and make a difference for these kids. This is what it's about, and we hear the phrase all the time, the children are our future.
They are our future, you know, and I feel so honored. Mrs. Omalami is a big mama to a lot of people.
Yes,
she loves all of this. Miss Miriam Ledesma, who is the fire and power of motivating to get these companies to come forward and all. We have people, this is what their heart is. This is what their calling is. So it's an honor and a privilege to do what we do, Morris. It's not just something I take lightly. It's the greatest starring role I've ever had. And to my steel magnolia, my mama, and all those women who taught me how what it is to see a woman stand up and be strong and love her family and hold her family, it's like I'm paying a tribute to them.
Yeah.
Because this is what they gave to me to be able to do what I'm doing now.
That's right.
They loved me to that point.
Yeah.
I want to do what I'm doing because they made me feel secure enough with that Steel Magnolia love to do it.
That's right. And I tell you what, it is really, it's obvious because Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless has done so much for the community. And, you know, we talk about the kids, but this is a family affair. There have been so many things that happen economically in this country, and especially in the city of Atlanta, where there have been folks that have been doing well, making six figures and above, but have been in situations now because of it where they need assistance through utilities, they need assistance with paying the rent and the mortgage, and you guys have been able to offer that for them. So it's a family affair, and I tell you, it's got to make you feel good knowing that you're making a difference.
You know it is. It makes me feel good to be part of a city where businesses and political leaders, teachers, firemen, everybody respond. They are the heroes in this whole thing because they know we have to do this together. So by them coming and making the in-kind donations, the financial donations, making connections, giving us connections and resources to other companies, that is helping us maintain and keep ourselves above water in a very difficult time for many other charities.
Yes.
But they are stepping forward because they know we are needed. We are needed in this community, and they need to help us stay vibrant, stay financially solvent, and just inspired to keep doing this work because it can wear you down.
Yes, it can. It really can be taxing, but just when it wears you down, there's always something that happens that picks you back up, knowing that you're making a difference, especially for today from 10 until 2:30 at the Atlanta Civic Center. There's a party for the kids, and we're asking for toys, gift cards, you name it, and pick any age from 1 to 16 or 17 and make a kid smile. Yes. As well as that, you guys got the big Christmas dinner that you're going to be doing, feeding the homeless and the hungry, and all those that want to participate.
At the Georgia World Congress Center Christmas Day from 10 to 3, we will be having haircuts, new clothes, shoes, medicine, entertainment, a five-star meal. The place is a ballroom, so you step in there and you're like, whoa, where am I?
Yeah,
you
nice.
Know, we want to give them experience
That's
when
right.
you come in there.
Right.
You are the VIP today. You are what's about today. You are the important person in our lives today. We see you. You're no longer the invisible people out there that we just pass by and don't give a time of day to.
Sure.
This is your day.
Yep.
We need to say that as a city because you can only be judged to your greatness as to how you treat the least of these. That's how you're going to tell if a city is truly great or a nation is great. How do they treat the least on the bottom? That's when I know where you are as a culture.
Well, I tell you what, it's a lot of good people that listen to this station here. And the people that you're talking about are the people that listen and are active and participate. And if somebody wants to volunteer, because there's so many people that want to, how can they do that?
They can go to the number four, Hosea. HOSEA.org, and they'll find opportunities there as well as like I said, the four Hosea to 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 20222 if they want to make that kind of donation. And our office is at 1035 Donnelly Avenue right here in the West End.
Yep.
If they want to bring anything by, or they can bring the toys or gift cards right down to the Atlantic Civic Center and find a staff member. They'll see them with the Hosea shirts on, and they can make that contribution right then today and see that child smile.
There it is.
That's what it's about. That's when I get my strength back, Morris.
There you go.
When I see that child smile, I don't care what I've just been through.
That's right.
I am all better all over again.
And you know what? They will be too as well.
Yes. And they need to be. Why should they come into a world where they feel like nobody is for me? Is this all I have to look forward to as I grow old?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what that can do to you?
Sure.
Discourage your heart, break your spirit?
Yeah.
No, we can't let that happen to them. That's my future president. That's my future Secretary of State.
Like
no, I got to take care of them.
There you go. There you go. And they'll have a story to tell as well.
Absolutely. And they're going to know that, you know what? My ancestors stood with me. My people stood with me. They're going to have a stand COPA moment and look back and say, wow, I got the best of my ancestors, and I took that into my uncertain future, and I stood up strong with it.
Well, let's do it. It starts today, starts right now, okay? 10 o'clock, it starts from until 2:30, Atlanta Civic Center. We're doing it for the children, okay?
I love you, WCLK. 91.9. I love you. All these years, I take my hat off to you because you stood with us. You've been in the community. You are that voice, and we love you and appreciate you.
And thank you for that. And I tell you what, continue to do the work that you do. Give my best to Sister Elizabeth, who I thought she was coming. I love seeing her as well. But you guys have been so busy making it happen, and continue to do God's work because you really are doing it. We thank you. Atlanta thanks you as well.
Thank you, my brother. Peace and blessings.